Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. As President-elect Joe Biden and his team engineer their unique machinery of government, President Trump and his team continue to argue the race is not yet lost. Senator Mitt Romney says this administration transition is bound to be unlike any other in modern history. The Utah Republican spoke about President Trump on CNN's State of the Union.
He is who he is. He has a relatively relaxed relationship with the truth, and so he's going to keep on fighting until the very end. But I'm convinced that once all remedies have been exhausted, if those are exhausted in a way that's not favorable to him, he will accept the inevitable. But don't expect him to go quietly in the night. That's not how he operates.
The Trump campaign is filing a number of lawsuits and challenges, which Romney and other Republicans say is certainly the president's right. But failing success in decisive challenges, says Romney, when Joe Biden is sworn in as president, Donald Trump has to leave. President Trump spent a second day this weekend on the links at his golf course in Sterling, Virginia. Among the first challenges of the Biden administration, a pandemic whose case count and death toll are on the rise. As NPR's Amy Held reports on Monday, Biden will name a task force to tackle the coronavirus.
Biden spoke in Wilmington, Delaware, to enthusiastic beeps from an audience socially distanced inside their cars, as the U.S. undergoes a record surge in coronavirus cases. Biden said he has a group of leading scientists and experts working on a plan ready to be put in place as soon as he takes office on January 20th.
That plan will be built on bedrock science.
Biden has made President Trump's handling of the virus a centerpiece of his campaign. Under Trump, the U.S. has seen the most cases and deaths in the world, and virus mitigation measures such as mask wearing have become politicized. Biden said America's grim era of demonization is ending. Amy Held, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden is receiving messages of congratulations from around the world, but as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, some leaders are remaining conspicuously silent.
Many South American leaders wasted little time in congratulating Biden on his victory. One big name was missing. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro makes no secret of his deep admiration for Donald Trump. He openly rooted for Trump to win. Hours after the U.S. election was called, Bolsonaro was still saying nothing. Trump's defeat is a big blow both to him and his base. Like Trump, he's an outspoken right-wing populist, notorious for fanning division. The U.S. under Trump was his closest ally. Under Biden, things will be a little different. America's president-elect has already said he'll call out Bolsonaro over his failure to protect the Amazon rainforest. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel today acknowledged the Biden-Harris victory. In a tweet, he noted that U.S. voters had, quote, chosen a new direction and called for, quote, constructive bilateral relations while respecting one another's differences. Alex Trebek, the longtime host of Jeopardy, has died. He was 80 years old. The game show said that he died peacefully at home today in the company of family and friends. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports Trebek announced last year that he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
For decades on Jeopardy, Alex Trebek quizzed television contestants on everything from history and geography to hip-hop lyrics. He told NPR in 2016 he appreciated their intellectual skills.
I love spending time with bright people. I don't like spending time with stupid people. And Jeopardy puts me in touch with bright folks all the time. And I enjoy that.
Trebek started his TV career in Canada, where he was born, emceeing a high school quiz show. Beginning in 1973, he hosted a string of TV contests in the U.S., from The Wizard of Oz to Jeopardy. He also connected to fans online, keeping them appraised of his cancer prognosis. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
A strengthening tropical storm, Eta, is sweeping across Cuba today. Forecasters say it's likely to be a hurricane before hitting the Florida Keys tonight or tomorrow. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.